flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. And obviously, topic du jour this weekend, the NBA, multiple big trades. The first of which was the one that shocked the sports world. Luka Doncic on his way to the Lakers, Anthony Davis on his way to the Mavericks, Utah involved with ancillary items. Joining us now is a guy who was Mr. Popular, I guess you could say, over the weekend. He, of course, is Bill Ryder. Of course, know him as a CBS Sports NBA Insider. Check him out on the Infinity Sports Network weekday mornings on Ryder Than You from 9 to 11. I guess your initial reaction, Bill Ryder, to what happened, and then obviously your thoughts now that you gave it a couple of days to let it simmer, whether or not Dallas actually might look better than we originally thought.
My initial thoughts were, in my kitchen late on Saturday night, wow, Shams got hacked. And was my, this can't be real. This can't be true. My initial thought was that the Lakers utterly fleeced the Dallas Mavericks. And having had 36 hours of process and talking to people, I think this is a huge win for LA. And we can talk about all the reasons and sort of, you know, threads to pull on this. I do wonder, Sparky, and I don't know the answer, but I do wonder, I had been told by some sources who believe, speculated, that Doncic had in effect told the Mavs, I'm not staying. I'm leaving in the summer 26th. I'm not signing the Supermax. Nico Harrison, the GM of Dallas, kind of pushed back on his press conference, but then said some things that made it sound like maybe that was the case. That would explain why they didn't get the right return. They have new ownership there. Mark Cuban's really out. Cuban had nothing to do with this deal. He said himself on local radio. Maybe that's part of the reason. But no, I don't think it makes Dallas better. They were in the finals last year, and I think it puts them – I mean, Anthony Davis is great. But I think it puts them in a short-term situation that is okay, maybe good, and I think it's a precarious situation medium-long-term.
You know, Bill, when we talk about this deal, obviously everybody was mad that the Mavericks would get rid of a guy that, you know, everybody thought was going to be in Dallas forever. I had tweeted out that night that, look, Bucks fans, that this could be us here at some point, where a guy that has been the face of your franchise that you figure is going to be here forever could eventually be gone. And who knows how this plays out with Giannis and the Bucks, but this could happen to any franchise if it happened to Dallas.
It really could. And look, you sort of referenced a little, LeBron James got mad at me. That was interesting. Over the weekend, tweeted I was a bleeping liar. And I obviously made some people mad in Wisconsin, which is ironic since I'm from Iowa nearby, when I wrote about Giannis earlier in the year. But that report was also true, that there were just some worries and concerns around the NBA. Not, that's not true. what is true is that there was some hope around the NBA that Giannis might ask to leave, and they were keeping an eye on it. Now, things have obviously turned around in Milwaukee. They're playing largely better basketball. Lillard and Giannis are really good together, et cetera, et cetera. But you're right, Sparky. I hope it doesn't happen. I love Giannis, and I love Wisconsin and Milwaukee. I'm from that part of the country. I want to see guys stay in the Midwest where I'm from, in the few markets, right, that are there. And Chicago's a disaster. They're one of the only that are thriving in the area I'm from. But it is a red light. It is a reminder that you've got to win. And even if you win, it's not enough because the Mavs were just in the NBA Finals last year. I think there's some other factors that make it very different than the Bucks, but it's true. It's a reminder. You just never know when you have a star of that caliber what's going to happen in the future.
You know, the other part about this, Bill Ryder, is obviously if we look at it from the Dallas Mavericks standpoint, you know, they talk about wanting to play defense. They talk about culture being a thing. But this Mavericks team was already one of the better rim-protecting teams in the NBA before they got Anthony Davis. So how much better really does Dallas get with this and now essentially allowing Kyrie to be the main guy running the offense?
You said they're already really good defensively at rim protection. And look, Anthony Davis is a defensive player of the year level guy. This guy's like Giannis, right? He's not as good as Giannis, but he's a similar level, especially defensively. But all that Vegas speak for itself. The odds of the Mavs, because Luka's been injured. He's coming back from injury. We think maybe after the All-Star game. We're talking a couple weeks. The odds for Dallas to be NBA champions were in the sort of 16-1 range when we all went about our business into our weekend. We wake up today and those odds are now basically 40-1. So Vegas has told the story. They're just not as good with Anthony Davis. The Mavs are not as likely to win the whole thing. And let me say this too. While LA gets a 25-year-old generational talent all-NBA player every year since 2020, that's amazing to build around long-term, whatever happens or doesn't happen with LeBron over the next year or two or three. You have a 31-year-old in Anthony Davis. You pair him with Kyrie Irving, who hasn't always been durable and hasn't always wanted to stick around the places that things go bad. I'm not even sure there's a guarantee that if it doesn't work this year, that it works in a year or two. They're going to be good, right? That's Anthony Davis is good, but it's going to be like trading away Giannis, who's the third or second or first best player in the NBA, for the 13th best player in the NBA. It ain't good.
It's not good. I agree with you on that. Bill Ryder, CBS Sports NBA Insider, of course, host of Ryder Than You on Infinity Sports Network. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on the Fan. Sparky with you. Let's talk a little bit about LeBron James' future now with the Lakers. If this is a future move with Luka, do they then possibly consider maybe moving LeBron here in this upcoming summer to add additional picks or another young up-and-coming star to pair with Luka going forward? Do they go all in on the future?
Great question. Would have been an insane question, Sparky, 2 days ago. Now a legitimate question. And the shorter answer is I don't know. And the long answer is I think this is how we're going to find out. And by the way, worth noting, LeBron is one of only two players in the NBA to have a no-trade clause. He'd have to agree. So LeBron, and I'm actually getting text messages from people sort of around LeBron who are mad at me. LeBron is saying he didn't know about this, right? I don't know if he did or he didn't. I'm sort of incredulous. But to your question, Sparky, I think it's worth a sort of quick sort of breaking of this down. If LeBron James knew about this and signed off on Luka Doncic and signed off on Anthony Davis leaving, then obviously LeBron's plan is to build around Doncic. That's the Lakers' plan. It's a tandem. And they're going to sort of do what they do over the next 2 or 3 years, however long LeBron can play. And they'll sort of put their focus assets approach into that. But if LeBron is telling the truth, and maybe he is, and he didn't know, and he found it at dinner, that's not just trading away your buddy and a guy you share an agent with. That is disrespecting you if you're LeBron James. We're not even giving you a heads up it happened. If LeBron really found out when Shams reported it, then yes. Then clearly the Lakers have decided this is the Luka Lakers, not the LeBron Lakers. And they would be open, obviously. They would have to anticipate if they did that without LeBron knowing or permission that he might ask to leave. And they would have to be okay with that. And that, yes, there would be a world if LeBron is telling the truth, where the Lakers are okay with moving on from LeBron, getting another co-star, figuring out who to pair with Luka long-term, maybe getting some draft picks, and building that way. I don't know the answer, and I think it hinges on what is true and not true about what LeBron did or didn't know.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Know about this trade in advance
because he is so old and because you don't know how much longer he's going to play. What kind of haul could the Lakers get for LeBron James if they were to say put it out there that he was open to be moved to wherever it may be? Maybe it's San Antonio, maybe that's a team, Oklahoma City, wherever it may be that he ends up. Do they get a rather significant haul still because of the name?
I think they do. Yeah, I mean, he's not the level that he used to be, but I know he's 40, but he's still really impactful. I think that he can be a difference maker if he is the second or third best player on a team. You trade him to a team that can contend now. Now, are the Thunder going to want to bring him into their culture? I don't know. Would the Rockets, who are high in the West but young, want to unspool a bunch of talent when they're already building to something that maybe really comes to fruition in a couple of years? I don't know. Do the Warriors have enough to offer L.A., like, is Jonathan Kuminga and maybe another piece and a bunch of picks enough to pair Luka Doncic? Maybe. But, yes, I think that LeBron would be very particular about where he goes. So I think that would – because he has a no-trade clause, Sparky. So that would – that's going to tamp down the return a little bit, because if you can't have bidders, then you can't have as high a price. But I think there would be teams that would want LeBron because he's LeBron, because of what it means for ticket sales and jersey sales, but also just he's still a really good basketball player. So, yes, if he moves, you know, at the summertime, let's say, they'll do it in consultation with he and his agent, Rich Paul. I'm sure LeBron will want to have a lot of say in that, but it ain't going to be for nothing if that's the direction the Lakers were to go.
It'll be fun which way Bronny James' career goes after LeBron is out of the organization. Talking with Bill Ryder, CBS Sports NBA insider here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Now we get to the one question that we all want to know here in Milwaukee is, are the Bucks screwed? Because I think a lot of people thought that maybe Zach LaVine would end up maybe in Milwaukee. Instead, he ends up going to Sacramento in the De'Aaron Fox deal that gets Fox to San Antonio, which now leaves, by my accord, Bradley Beal, who nobody wants, and then yep. Jimmy Butler, who most of us don't want here because of his bad attitude and everything else. So what now for the Milwaukee Bucks, who are really strapped because of the possible second apron thing? They don't have picks. I mean, they're really in a tough situation.
They are in a really tough spot, and I will just reinforce and co-sign and sign the Sparky petition that you don't want Jimmy Butler. I think there are places where that level of desperation would make sense. It doesn't in Milwaukee for all the reasons you just outlined, and I'll add, not even that durable. The guy did not play in the playoffs last year for the Heat against the Boston Celtics. He was hurt. Playoff Jimmy, even if it's real, doesn't matter if he's injured Jimmy. I don't have a good answer for you, and I think this is part of the problem with – I like John Horst a lot, but how the GM John Horst constructed this team, some teams, this is other GMs and agents talking to me in the last week about the trade deadline, not me. Some teams, some front offices understood how the CBA was really going to impact things immediately. And right, because it's a brand new landscape. See the Rockets, maybe Sam Presti is the best example with the Thunder. And some didn't. See the Phoenix Suns is the best example. How you can be really just handicapped by the restrictions in the first and the second apron. So I don't know. I mean, Chris Middleton was reportedly the sort of piece that would have to move. Maybe there's a three-way trade. We're not understanding if, and it's an if for me, Sparky, Pat Riley and the Heat value Middleton, where you know, but like that involves Bradley Beal. I don't think you guys want Bradley Beal. I don't. There are no good answers or solutions, and the best and most likely outcome is a trade and a three-way trade involving Jimmy Butler. But the question becomes, if you're moving out Middleton and whatever else you're moving out, is probably the little that you have to offer. Who is coming in return? And if it's Bradley Beal, does that really help you? And the numbers are really hard to make work on that anyway. And I think the answer is no.
But see, that's the biggest thing for me is LaVine would make sense because he's a little bit younger, closer to Giannis's age, 28, 29 years old. Because you have to figure out here, Giannis has a couple more years left. How do you convince him to stay, right? They convinced him with a Jrue Holiday trade. They convinced him with a Damian Lillard trade. Well, now everybody's gotten really old around you. Yes, you have some young pieces, but they're really young. They're like, you know, 19, 18, 19-year-old kids that are playing in the G League. So how do you get young pieces to put around him to convince him that, yes, we still have another window of 3 to 5 years. Please sign our extension in a couple of years.
I mean, that's the thing. By the way, if you're listening to Wisconsin and you were mad at me when I said that there was sort of this hunger for Giannis, I understand. Just like I know why LeBron's mad at me, and I'm not mad at LeBron for being pissed. That sometimes like hard truths are hard truths. It doesn't make them false. I don't know. And what really I think Milwaukee's going to have to rely on, and this is not a comfortable space, although I think Giannis is a great guy, is Giannis's love and connection to the city. You would know better than me, but everyone I talk to thinks that that's real from a distance. His enjoyment at playing under Doc Rivers, I'm the wrong person to ask, sort of espouse a positive worldview that Doc Rivers makes players happy, but that doesn't mean that in this case it's not true. So hopefully that, for the Bucks perspective, is going well. Giannis's confidence in John Horst in the front office. And I think to a certain degree, Sparky, how long and how well can Lillard play and how deep of a run can they make? Because we just saw a guy at the NBA Finals leave Dallas, Luka Doncic. We don't even know why. If the Bucks lose in the first or the second round, it's a maybe. Maybe that's a hugely complicating factor, or at least a problem. If you make the conference finals, and I think it's really, really good. I think they're top heavy good, unlike the West. Maybe that convinces Giannis it's enough. And I'll say lastly, I know we're going long here, but you're not the only team that has apron issues. And so there's only so many teams that can take in players that are going to have the kind of contracts that Giannis has. And so while that sort of pushes the market down if you move him, it also restricts where he can go if he wants to be traded while he's under contract. Because you would presume, and I'm just presuming, Giannis Antetokounmpo is not looking at, say, the Toronto Raptors.
Right.
And like, I'll go there. They have the room. The teams that have apron room are often rebuilding where our starters want to go. It's very complicated, and I think you just have to hope Giannis wants to be there.
He is Bill Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at SportsRyder, CBS Sports NBA Insider, and of course, Beyond the Arc podcast. Amazing. They had an emergency podcast over the weekend. Infinity Sports Network, Ryder Than You, from 9 to 11 weekday mornings as well. And Bill, thank you so much for coming on. I know you are jam-packed today, so I appreciate it immensely.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi or Smartwater beverages of various sizes, 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.